Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hey, Wendy, and I'm going to tell them what I... Okay. Let me go over and give you a summary of what me and Philip and a couple of friends of mine.
Time out.
Welcome
back to the duck call room. You can't just start talking.
I'm nervous, though.
We've got to put our W sauce out. We've got to do all kinds of things, man. Quit trying to rush me.
Okay.
But I'm nervous because last time we were all here together.
You ought to be.
I said some crazy stuff about barbecue versus Stone's barbecue, and now he's had it.
So now. Me, Philip, and two of my friends went to Longview, Texas.
Yep.
Okay, I was going to be speaking, me and Philip, at a church over there for the bunch of men.
This is to catch Goblin up.
J.D. was bold in his claim. Okay, so I got a little disclaimer to Ben. First, you and Willie overreacted, but I can understand why. Because it's probably the same thing happened to y'all two that happened to me. Okay. It was edible, but it wasn't the best I've ever had.
Oh, here we go.
Now, let me tell you why.
Edible?
Yeah. Yeah.
Edible.
Edible.
That's your, statement.
Let me tell the rest of the story.
But.
Okay, so we get there and we show up at 6:00. I don't know why they had me show up so early since I didn't go on till 9:00.
I gave you 3 hours to eat brisket, buddy.
So I never
I'd have walked out on that stage with a meat sweat.
No,
you hear me?
No, because I couldn't. Oh, I wouldn't be able to speak.
You'd have rolled me out there.
No, because that's what happened to everybody else.
I guarantee you.
They said, you want a plate?
Because it was edible.
I don't ever like to, speak on the full stomach. I said, so I'll wait. So look.
You ate cold brisket.
Yeah.
That's a
we
real
go out there.
Move.
I go out there at 9:00. Me and Philip speak about till 10:15. Okay, then I sit for about 45 minutes signing autographs and taking pictures.
She was up till 11.
Oh yeah. So we get back to the room at 11. Okay, I've got 4 or 5 big containers with the the
tinfoil.
Yeah. So we get back to the room, and it's 4 of us. Okay. So look, the first thing I do is open one, okay, and there's about, 8 racks of ribs.
Praise God.
Okay. Okay. Then I open another one, and it's
full of brisket. This is the best speaking engagement ever. Can I sign up?
Okay, so it's full of brisket, so we pick out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so look.
On cold brisket.
No. It was still warm. Matter of fact, the ribs were hot.
It's amazing.
No, yeah, the ribs were hot.
So this man keep his brisket warm for you till 11 p.m. and you're going to say edible?
Oh, well, hey, it was. So look, we pig out. I get in bed about 12.
He pigs out.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No.
So look.
Record show.
Need a Zantac the size of a hockey puck. You lay down with a
belly full of meat. This was a horrible night of sleep because I ate too much. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I fought these ribs and brisket all night long, and I get up about 8, maybe 7:30, and I said, well, I'm so miserable. I said, I don't know but one thing to do.
Give me some more of it.
Get back on them.
Yeah.
So look, Philip comes in about an hour later, and he said, is there anything left in the freezer? I said, the refrigerator. I said, yeah, there's some ribs and brisket back there. So he opens it and starts going through it, and there's 2 big boxes. And he said, hold it. He said, where's all the ribs? I said, they in the box? He opened it up. He said, no, it ain't nothing but 75 bones in this stupid box. Hey, what are you talking about?
You ate
and
eight
I said, oh, hold it. Hold it. There's got to be some ribs in there. He said, no. And then he opened one that was supposed to have brisket, and I said, well, hey, this hotel must have rats and mice. is all I can tell you.
They can open a refrigerator door?
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's the only thing I can tell you.
It was edible, and he ate it all.
That's right.
So it was good.
It was edible. You know, but it wasn't the best I've ever had.
Philip said it was.
Quit short-selling yourself, because McMillan done texted us and gave it a 10 out of 10.
Oh, good.
Now, the problem with Philip giving something...
And you ate eight racks
but
of
it,
ribs.
But it was edible.
Well, I don't know how many we
and
had.
And you ate it for breakfast.
Hey, because it was a big bunch of ribs.
If you eating smoked meat for breakfast that don't come in a taco form... It was more than edible.
Yeah.
It was edible.
Give the man credit. Johnny D.
You can
tell Johnny D's, right? It's his birthday for crying
it
out
was,
loud.
Hey, you and Willie overreacted, okay? It was good, but I mean, it wasn't that good.
Was there any dessert?
Was it?
No. I'm
just telling you right now, if I'm eating brisket for breakfast, it was good.
He's calling it edible, and he ate 8 pounds of beef.
And won't even give you the satisfaction on your birthday you were right.
He won't let me know I was right.
And hey, and I spent a night and the next day
sweating it out.
Miserable.
Yeah.
The ride from Longville all the way to home was horrible too.
That's what it is. It's not that he didn't he's downgrading it on his mistake.
I paid for it. Boys, I paid for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what happens when you a glutton.
Yeah. Well,
you could have brought some here.
Well, that's why pigs get and then hogs get slaughtered.
Yeah, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered.
Yeah, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered.
I will say...
Oh, I got slaughtered.
We did have somebody email in and rebuke me.
It's in Kilgore. It's
his favorite restaurant. Austin emails in. He even had his rehearsal dinner there, which is big time. And he said, get a side of brisket. The ribs are where it's at. And I think, eight racks of edible ribs proves that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they was edible.
He won't give me the satisfaction.
Hey, that's plain to see. They were edible. There was none left. God, okay.
He did. So, hey, he.
Just when I think you different than all them Robertsons, you come back and show you are one of them, buddy.
Yeah. Well, to be fair.
Except in private.
Yeah.
If it wasn't absolutely outstanding, he'd go, no, that ain't much.
That ain't much. No, yes. Yeah, so I say something's edible means it was really, really
good.
Well,
that was, it was passable. That's what I'm saying.
Well, put your mic up to your face. That way we can hear you.
It was passable, boy.
It was passable.
Passable. You've lost your mind.
Well,
good night.
I thought he was finally going to give me my.
No,
you were
never,
right.
No, never.
You ain't getting what you do, son.
Never,
never going to get it.
Not out of.
No, not out of us.
It's genetic. There's just some things you can't get past.
Hey, you ain't gonna get past it, boy.
There's just some things you can't get past. Unbelievable, unreal. Well, more
tea break.
Yeah, did a little tea break. Look, I will. We got a few minutes to the end of the first break. How was Mother's Day received by everybody? You took care of the moms in your lives? Did
boy,
good?
Look.
I saw what y'all did.
Boy, was
mine was
look,
bad.
I cooked 65 fillets.
Mignons?
No. Yes, but from the water. Crappies. I saw the pictures.
How did you cook them?
Half of them I cooked with sour cream, and the other half I cooked with mustard.
Hey, there's a man
now,
that cooks for everybody.
I took the mustard. No, it was more than 60. Anyway, I took mustard and put on my fillets, but what I added to my flour was I got me a rolling pin and put me some Cool Ranch Doritos in a Ziploc bag and just crunch them suckers up fine.
If we ain't careful, we gonna get labeled as a food.
And put it into the flour, and then I put my mustard on. I put salt, pepper, and garlic on my fillets, mixed them up. Then I put my flour on there, mixed it all up.
I'm sorry, you're making me happy. I know. You on the shoulder.
$3.75.
One thing. Next time you do that, put the German hot mustard on them.
I'm thinking about putting some of that gray poupon on there and seeing what it tastes like.
I'm sure it was edible.
Because you can't taste the mustard, but it is a little bit tangier than the sour cream.
So I eat 75% of his meals out of a can, and he going to tell y'all how to cook.
Well, I'm just saying. No, I'm just saying. Hey, I need to get somebody to put the German hot mustard on it.
Oh, well, let's find some.
Well, I don't want
that's just spicy brown. I mean, is that what the German mustard is? Spicy brown mustard.
Yeah. How hot is it? I don't want it hot.
It won't burn you. It's just got a good spicy and a little heat flavor.
That would be interesting.
I noticed one thing about Godwin. I'd like to call what I noticed on social Godwin's gathering is there were a bunch of foil pans sitting there with paper towels.
Mm-hmm.
They soaked up the grease. They did their job, but there wasn't nothing in them in them pictures. Like, it's gone.
Late picture.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the crew you fed.
We had, Paula got up there and she said, everybody that has a mother here, the daughters had to wait on the mamas.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
And so nobody could eat. I eat last, which I kind of like that because I just get what's left.
Yeah.
But
everybody had a chance, didn't they?
Yeah. They had their chance. So, too bad for you, but it was good.
Good, yeah.
I think side by side, I've never done that. And side by side, I think I'm leaning towards the mustard.
But who won the race? Which one was empty first?
Both. I think the mustard was. But it was first. But there wasn't the first fries? One you got to.
But there wasn't none left.
No.
Right?
Look.
No.
There was one of them pint-sized Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
Brooke took that home.
Oh, okay.
That's all that was left.
Did you make French fries?
Oh, yeah. I saw them there.
And onion ring.
You know those weren't originally cooked in France?
I know it. They cooked in Greece.
Got him.
Jack wanted me to read that and see if it worked.
I did note something. They had dessert, sir, and they had some that I could eat, whatever it was. I don't know. It was, anyway, you know how you drinking sweet tea, and you eat something sweet, it tastes unsweet? So I got me an idea because I drink unsweet tea. I said, I'm going to eat something sweet, and it's going to make my tea sweet. No. It don't work.
That worked.
Well, don't that seem, it's like that light bulb in the refrigerator. Never goes out.
Never goes out, boy.
There you go.
It's on every time I open the door.
I'm lost. Well,
let's take our first food break of the day. We'll be back right after this.
That's right. Martin.
Yeah, buddy.
What's the greatest piece of mail you've ever gotten?
I don't know, man.
You do. What? It's a mattress and it came from Helix. Not the best thing ever? You open a box, boom, you have a mattress and you're like, a mattress in the mail? I don't know. And then it's like the most comfortable mattress ever because it was tailor-made for you because you took a 2-minute quiz and it was like, hey, you're exactly what you need. Boom. And you're like, wow, this is the most comfortable thing on earth. Thanks, Helix.
It came
in the mail.
I will have to say, until you get a mattress in the mail, you never realize how tedious going to a mattress store actually is to find the one for you, where you can sit down and in 2 minutes answer all the questions, whether it's for you, you and your wife, your kids, whatever. Fill out the questionnaire and they send you a mattress that's made for you because that's what they do. Helix Sleep is a premium mattress brand that provides tailored mattresses based on your unique sleep preferences. They have 20 unique mattresses, including award-winning Lux Collection and a mattress for, shocker, big and tall sleepers. That's your boy. And even a mattress made just for kids. And now Helix is bringing us their most premium mattresses yet with the new Helix Elite Collection. Every Helix Elite has a built-in cooling cover, thousands of supportive coils, dual cushioning layers, and even lumbar support for a truly elevated sleep experience. So if you want to know which one it is, take the quiz. You can get it done in 2 minutes or less. And then you have a mattress that's built just for you, and it ships straight to your door.
And then you jump on it and just, hey, you're sleeping on a cloud, boys.
You can jump on it. You can lay on it. You can do whatever you want on it because it is that, it's that well made. And there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it. So 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress.
That's right. And if you're not satisfied, which you're not, you're going to be ecstatic about how great it is.
Look. There you go. And we're all unique. We all sleep differently. That's why Helix has several different mattresses to choose from. They have models with memory foam layers, models more responsive foam to cradle your body, enhanced cooling features keep you from overheating. And if your spine needs a little extra TLC, they got you. It has a hybrid design combining wrapped steel coils in the base and foam layers at the top. So, I don't know what else you could want in a mattress. Johnny D, He's wrapped up in a pillow in a cloud every
mine
night.
Mine is just a soft, fluffy, beautiful cloud.
There you go.
I should go back home right now.
Moonlight, right?
Moonlight.
There you go. He's chasing the moonlight. Not only is this the best mattress we've ever slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattress delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Don't take our word for it. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by Wire magazine, and it's recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Plus, they're American-made and come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on which one you get. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
So my sister's out of town, which she's a mom. She went to visit
She's a twin mom.
Twin mom, yeah.
Absolutely.
But she went to visit her husband's family up in Nashville. But my dad asked my mom and Allison what they wanted to eat. And so we had filet mignon, boiled shrimp, fried shrimp. And then we're cornmeal folk over at our house. So we had some crappie.
Oh, that's a sacrilege.
And it was so good. And I hurt myself. But then my sister wasn't there, and she texted me. She said, "Are y'all eating together?" And I said, "Yeah." And I sent her a picture of just steaks and shrimp and all the things. My dad makes best fried shrimp on the planet, maybe. And she got mad. She said, "That's not nice," because she was at Olive Garden in Tennessee.
There's three key letters in Olive Garden: G-A-R, Gar, Garden. It's a gar. It's just not very good. I'm not a
fan. He ain't an Olive Garden.
I would call it edible.
Yes, I would say it's edible.
Mm. Hey, they make decent meatballs.
That's
great.
You like their meatballs?
Yeah.
I like them breadsticks.
It's a spicy meatball.
When is the last time you've eaten Olive Garden?
When?
Day four yesterday.
No, it was probably 20 days ago.
You went?
I would have lost however
my wife.
Much
my wife loves Olive Garden.
Does she?
Yeah.
For the breadsticks and salad?
Yeah. Yeah.
Learn something new today.
And the meatballs.
If you want to meet Si, go to Olive Garden.
I noticed something about women in that age class. They love going there for breadsticks and salad.
And meatballs, because, hey, I ordered about four. And then what I eat, I don't eat with spaghetti. My wife makes me meatball sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
With the breadstick.
Like you do meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we cook, Kay cooks meatloaf.
Yeah.
I just get me two slices of bread.
Yeah, put you a little piece of provolone cheese on there and after.
Provolone looks good.
It is.
Last time I was at Olive Garden, I went to sit down, and I pulled my chair out, and then I went to sit down, and my wife thought that was her chair, and she pulled it out, and I was laying on the floor in the middle
of
the Olive
Garden. You sat down, all right, on the floor.
There you go.
It was very embarrassing. But then we went and picked strawberries yesterday.
Strawberries, where at?
At the strawberry farm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where's that at?
It's out in Calhoun.
Yeah.
Calhoun?
Oh, the Indian.
That's
Indian
a cool
river,
place.
Indian Creek or whatever it is.
Indian Village.
Yeah.
You didn't eat none while you was picking them, right?
I ate some this morning. You got to wash them.
I'm talking why you're picking them.
No, you got to pay for them first.
Hey, no. Hey, you always eat them when you pick it.
Where is it?
Hey, but they weigh the bucket.
You got bucket sizes, and
I should have told him, "Hey, you better weigh me before we start." Okay, and they'll weigh me.
Got him twice.
Because I'm gonna be grazing while we're out there picking, boys.
Si, low key thief, man. Yeah. But he's at the age where people don't care.
You
mean to tell me that if you go out to a farm and pick something like strawberries, you don't eat some?
Not until you paid for it.
I don't believe it.
I tend to pay before
I
consume it. I'm not the person that walks in the section of fruit and eat two grapes.
Do you do that at the grocery store?
Yeah. I mean, like, you just go take
snacking?
Out of an onion, make sure you want
I'll pay
it.
Pay for it at the grocery store.
I'll pay for it at the grocery store. But if it's small business.
Yeah, if it's small business, if it's mom and pop out there sweating. Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Paying for their own fertilizer.
To make a living.
Yeah. Shoveling chicken crap to keep everything growing good. No, we'll eat that first.
Pinching as many pennies as they can.
Terrible, man.
They're doing pretty good, I think. But
they ain't hurting. They're doing all right.
Well, because they got this homemade ice cream strawberry from their strawberries.
Yeah. Did you dope up at?
There's larping.
I might go back right now.
That's I sat here and tried on. To figure out. I never realized that Mother's Day was like a fried fish holiday for Louisianians, but that's what we had too. We all fried
look,
fish.
That's just
if
a holiday.
If you fry fish, it don't matter if it's Mother's Day or not, and yeah. you invite five people, 10's going to show up.
That's right, 15's going to show up.
How's that happen?
It's just like that school of fish out there on the river.
That's right.
It all started at five, but they just keep growing.
That's what I had to do when my plate got empty. I had to go catch me some more out of that pan.
Were they biting?
Yeah, I found a school of
them. Found a school of
them. It was all in one place on that napkin.
That is wild. You know, because you have certain foods for certain holidays, and I just realized three of the four of us had fried fish for Mother's Day.
That's fried fish season.
Let's be honest, for a lot of us guys, that's the easiest thing we can cook to feed a crowd. So
that's what Miss Paula wanted on Mother's
Day. Yeah, and that too. That's fantastic.
That was mainly for the kids at our house because we were doing the fried shrimp and steaks.
Well, all the
but I ate some of that too.
Brittany and all of our friends that we celebrated Mother's Day with, all the women informed us that they wanted to be treated as though they had no arms or legs, which basically meant keep them kids away from us. we want a day, and so
I love it.
Fried fish was on the menu, which was kind of cool because we had to go catch some fish. And
I know my freezer's empty now.
Yeah, and. So it wasn't a bad day. It was a good day. No, it ain't.
Well,
as far as the general public is concerned, it's empty. But Godwin always got a little stash.
I got a little six packies in there. Little packages of six for me and Paula.
Yeah. He like me. You look at me, I'll pull out a package of them green winged teal in about July.
I got one that I sat off
to the side.
Oh, yeah. I got some of them, too.
Yeah. That's what, yeah.
A couple of back straps.
Mm-hmm. You never know what you find in there in the corners. You're like, oh, where'd this come from?
Yeah, that brown sack.
Kind of like Willie used to stuff a 20 behind picture frames. I ain't got that much spare cash, but I do have wild game I can hide from myself in the freezer and find in June, July.
I like that. And
have a good meal that you ain't had in a hot minute. But
I like fish.
I know this. It's finally hot around here. Golly, summer.
I know. Going to get 90 degrees today.
Summer done showed up around this point. Ooh,
all
man.
Of a sudden.
It was pretty hot. We had that big festival this weekend, too.
How was that? Was that good?
It was good. Now, it was super hot, and then the bottom dropped out.
What you eating tonight for your birthday meal? Homemade pizzas?
Hamburgers, french fries, and ice cream.
Oh, what kind of
ice cream?
We're going to that new place. You know how West Monroe acts when we get a new restaurant and everybody fights to get in, even though it's just the fast food place.
Is it calmed down now?
I don't know, but it's my birthday. People get out my way.
Oh.
I'm getting ice cream and hamburgers tonight.
Dead gummit.
Thank you.
Oh, well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after.
Another?
Rucker, do you know what makes the best neighbors?
What makes the best neighbors?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Quiet ones.
A good fence. You know what's better than building a fence out of dead wood?
Ooh, live wood.
There you go.
Live
building
wood.
It
trees.
Out of live wood. Yeah. Yes. And you can do that with our friends at Fast Growing Trees. If you want shrubs to protect you from your neighbors, I say protect, but you know, kind of shelter you in place, do a little thing. You want shrubs, you want trees, you want bushes, you want grass. They got you. Whatever you want. They got you. And that's what's cool because, like, I planted the persimmon trees. I got one for each of the boys. I like a way to give back to wildlife. All the wildlife come eat the persimmons when they're ready in a few years. All the things. It's our way of giving back, you know, and it's really cool. And not to mention, I don't know if you married now.
Yep.
At some point, your wife's going to say, we need new bushes.
Mm-hmm.
We need new plants. Look, you know how expensive that is? Oh. It's a heck of a lot cheaper if you go to fastgrowingtrees.com, though, because they can help you out. You can type in you're in Louisiana. They can tell you what grows here, what doesn't grow here. So if you're like, man, that's really cool, but it don't grow here, don't waste your money.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's useful.
So there you go. Look, they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days, and along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. So they got, like, you can grow lemons on your front porch, you can grow them in the kitchen, you can grow avocados, olives, figs, whatever you want. You can just go shopping right there. You know, you can go, I say, hey, we ain't got to go to a grocery store, just go pick you a Meyer lemon right off the tree right there. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. You don't have to drive around the nursery. Save yourself time. Save yourself some money. And their in-house experts are always ready 24/7 to help you out. And look, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code
DUCK
at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code
DUCK
at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code
DUCK.
Offers valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you.
That's it.
Hey, look, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know we're not superstar athletes. We're just regular dudes.
Regular dudes.
Who do regular things.
That's right.
And it's important to stay regular and to stay healthy to be regular. So it's important that we take supplements of the highest quality. And that's why we've been partnered with AG1. How long have we been drinking AG1, Philip?
A long time. Probably about 3 years for us.
Yeah, and unlike a lot of those other brands of supplements,
yeah,
AG1 conducts a bunch of testing to set the standard for purity and potency, and it's researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists. Are you a scientist, doctor, or nutritionist?
Negative.
Negative.
That.
So how are we supposed to know? That's why we go with AG1, because they've got decades of experience in their field. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. Philip, you made a pack right here. It's that easy.
I did. I knew I was doing the Duck Call Room this morning, and so I waited to do my AG1 here.
Right there.
And look, we never miss a day when we drink our AG1, me and my wife, Alicia, and we've loved it for a long time, and it's really helped us out.
Yep. And we know we can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because they obsess over product quality, the standards of manufacturing partners, and sustainable practices. Taking care of your health shouldn't be complicated. And that's why AG1 simplifies this by replacing multiple health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, and more in just one scoop or travel pack. Philip already did all that while we were doing this ad.
You can definitely tell when you miss a day and you don't drink it.
Yeah.
Some time goes by, you're craving to go back and drink your AG1.
AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes vitamin C. Mm. Can't get enough vitamin C and zinc. To support my immune health, look, it all started back when Superman himself, Christian Huff, started drinking AG1, got us all on it. We're not Superman, and I'm not going to be able to lift the weights he lifts, but I'm going to be able to feel great every single day by drinking AG1.
And you're going to have better gut health.
Better, yeah, and that's important for me. Look, we've been partnering with AG1 for so long because they make such a high-quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/duck. That's drinkag1.com/duck. Check it out. That is the thing with West Monroe, though.
You get ready.
Any new restaurant with a drive-thru, police have to, they have to wave people in.
Yeah, it's wild, man. We have a certain deal in this town of really liking substandard fast food a lot.
Do you remember
when? I'm not saying Freddy's substandard. I've never had it. But when that Dairy Queen opened, look.
When Dairy Queen opened.
They need to sell everything other than the Blizzard machine anyway.
We had a Dairy Queen for 20 years, maybe 15 years.
Yeah.
Around the corner.
That you could get like nachos and hot dogs at. It was a cool thing. And then this newfangled Dairy Queen shows up. The only OG thing they got is a Blizzard.
That Dairy Queen shut down.
Yeah.
Gone. For about 5 years.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Sad.
Eight, nine, somewhere in there.
I love it.
They opened up a new Dairy Queen around the corner. There are police directing traffic.
Yeah, now
to get into the drive.
Now it's so bad. There's a pothole where people have been turning in from the other. I mean, like it's still. You got to swing wide at the Dairy Queen, and they ain't got a turning lane. Like you end up over driving basically halfway on the Burger King parking lot, which is fine because it's empty.
This town loves a new restaurant. That's all
for
I'm
sure.
Saying.
Unless it's local. Then they're like, I don't know about that, man. It's a little pricey.
Now we're taking shots at the people.
No, I'm just saying, like, they'll give any chain a chance. But a lot of time a man go out on a limb and, like, open his own restaurant. They're like, I don't know about that, man. It's just kind of aggravating.
I'm a big believer in supporting local.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you are local. You are the epitome of local business with a honey hole. So, no, it's a, but, you know, we try to get out and support the little people that open up things. I think it's kind of cool when people chase their dreams. Now, a lot of time they get in over their head because small business, a lot of hard work, but, you know, it is what it is to that regard.
It's wild out there.
It is. But look, hey, I got something that doesn't come from a small business, from a fan of ours.
Uh-oh. Is it edible?
Let me show you the bag.
Oh
fucking.
I've been hiding this over here just for y'all.
I didn't know what it was. I saw it.
I've been hiding this. So a fan dropped this off at the store for us. I'm gonna read her note.
Read her note.
This is from Linda and David out of Wesley Chapel, Florida. It said, Duck Call Room, we listen to your podcast. Thanks for all the laughs. We came to West Monroe to visit White's Ferry Road Church.
Awesome.
Because we love watching online, and were baptized by Phil yesterday.
Hey, awesome. That's cool.
Yep. How cool is that? So yesterday on May 14th, Phil baptized these folks. On our way from Florida, we passed by the Buc-ee's and knew that you love their beef jerky. So we brought you an assortment of Buc-ee's beef jerky.
Let's have it.
Linda and David.
Thank you. We love you.
Thank you so much. And welcome to the Forever family.
Yeah.
That I thought awesome. You were going to say West Monroe.
No. Yeah. they dropped this on the way out of town.
So
we got steakhouse beef jerky.
Is the turkey strips in there?
I don't know. I have not looked. I literally just had the note.
So
hot and spicy.
Yep.
Not for me.
Mesquite peppered.
That one's really good.
That one would be a good one.
Okay.
I know all these. I'm a fan. Peppered's just good.
Hill Country peppered.
Good. No, so there's not a bad one.
Oh, no, these are mine, bro. Y'all have that.
What is that?
Milk chocolate almonds.
Yeah.
Nah, y'all have all the beef jerky.
I can't have milk chocolate.
Throw them almonds this direction.
Overruled.
You going to open them?
Uncle Si.
I really got to share my almonds with you?
Yeah, you got to share them.
Give me one of them.
Which one you want?
I'm not a beef jerky man,
Which one's the best?
It's your day. You pick, buddy. Actually, it's Johnny D's day. Sorry. You're sitting here.
Well, you
throw me that red one, sir.
Hot and spicy?
Yes, sir. You know me all too well.
What's baby? What's the second best?
I couldn't do that again.
Mesquite pepper's really good.
Yeah. Mesquite pepper's will be good.
Si, what do you want?
I want the almonds.
We're going to have to work on the almonds because we're going to divvy them up.
Well, hey.
Here we go.
We'll open them up.
Anyways.
Grab you a handful and then throw them over here and make it mad.
That's
cool that they drove through and gave us that.
My hands are bigger than yours.
That's true, too. You got small hands. It's so good.
I'm going to slide these because they could tear something up.
I'm going to Buc-ee's soon, by the way.
There you go. I didn't want to hit nothing over and tear it up with the weight of them almonds.
Okay, this is so good.
Oh, the whole room smells like jerky. It's a good thing that you YouTube people and people listening don't have smell because you'd be pulling over to get you some beef jerky about now.
Is that not one of the weirdest parts of beef jerky? It doesn't smell good.
It really doesn't overall.
Unless you're eating it.
Yeah, because right now I'm not eating anything and I'm like, man, that's.
Then it smells delicious.
That's stout. Ain't much, are they, Si?
I wonder how long they hung this.
Long enough.
Oh, these are real good.
I know they're good. That's why when I got to them, I was like, no, them's for me. But anyway, Linda and David, thank you so much. Look, that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool that y'all made the trip all the way up here and then got baptized by Phil. That's awesome.
Are you ready for this, though?
What's that?
I mean, we're on it. Y'all, we're getting way ahead out of the emails, but I got an email today. And it's one of my favorite emails we've ever got.
Really?
River is 2 years old.
Oh.
River had a birthday party. River is my hero.
Go, River.
That's all right.
Here she is. She's 2 years old, had Buc-ee's plates, Buc-ee's banners, Buc-ee's birthday cake. How cool is that? Her grandma sent me this.
If I can be fair, I was not expecting a female River. That's awesome.
Mm-mm. She apparently watches her guy. Watches you guys with her memo.
They always say, "Old man River."
And she asked what could be cuter up on the screen. And I got to be honest with you, a 2-year-old Buc-ee's birthday party is kind of at the top.
Kind of neat.
Speaking of things that have happened bizarrely, do you still have that picture I texted you from like Friday from the fan that sent me the message on Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
Of the weird places our t-shirts show up, our fans. Wait till you see this one, Si. You're going to like this.
Hold on.
You are going to really get a good chuckle out of this one, old buddy.
We texted a lot on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, we did.
What day was Friday?
The day before Saturday.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Other day.
There you are calling me a trespasser. There's a picture. Oh, here it is. Oh, that's gone. Si, you made the news.
I made the news.
So for those of you that can't see, our fan Kim sent me a message on Instagram that said, Uncle Si really needs to talk to this guy because he's getting arrested for a DUI. And he's wearing a shirt that says, Si is my role model. So, Si, what do you think when somebody's wearing a shirt that says you're their role model and they're getting arrested for a DWI or DUI, whatever you're at?
You need to give up the bottle there, my man.
our fan Kim from Flowery Branch, Georgia.
Well,
that's like the first time I was watching Tiger King and the Duck Commander logo showed up in Joe Exotic's little pet ranch out there, whatever you want to call it.
That was a tiger ranch.
There you go. Whatever you want to call it.
Sanctuary. I don't think it was.
Sanctuary area. But
we're just all eating now.
Yeah, that's fine. I thought that Si may actually talk a little longer on the guy, but he can't quit eating the almonds. So we have created a monster there.
We have shut him up.
But so we know where Duck Commander shirt. What's the weirdest place Honey Hole merch has showed up? I know you've posted a couple.
I've seen a hat up there at the, when Victor had us up there for that deal.
In Minnesota?
Yep.
Oh, no, can't tell that story.
Not without you wearing it, of course.
No, I don't know if there's been any weird. The one time when me and Willie were in Haiti, there was a guy wearing a Duck Commander shirt walking down the street.
But Honey Hole's been like at the Masters and stuff. People sent y'all pictures. That's
John Daly's buddy was in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers suite wearing a Honey Hole hat. That
there you
cool.
go.
Yeah, that would probably be the like, whoa, we were just on national TV. Oh, and then when that dude was on Tucker Carlson getting interviewed about the weights and fish. You have to say it like that. If you ever have a weight and a fish, you got to say, there's weights and fish. Because that video's sad and hysterical. I think those dudes went to jail anyway.
And see, look, now you can't even go find that because Tucker's gone. Let's take another break. Everybody can wash their mouth out, and we'll be back right after this.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award. As expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't, well, that's good. I sent this to my wife and said we weren't nominated. And she said, oh, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Right. Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
That's so right. I guess technically Si could win because there was a lot of the movie about Si and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Si, but
I ain't worried about it.
You were still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Si Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
We should have Si's birthday again.
I know. Let's have
I would
Si's
rather
birthday.
It be Si's birthday than my birthday.
How old are you? 34. That's kind of a guard. 34.
See,
next year, at least you get to celebrate being closer to 40 than 30. So 34 is just kind of whatever.
Yeah.
That's whatever.
It's a low-key one.
Yeah, for sure. What'd your kids get you?
I don't know yet. I guess I'm going to get something tonight. Maybe nothing.
Wait until you get home.
Hug.
What'd they end up getting Allison for Mother's Day? You always said you do the, you order, you ask them, what'd you order from Amazon and have Prime delivered this year?
No, Carter went with the dress.
Just a dress?
8-year-old's picking out dresses for mom, man. She liked it. Here's a, look.
In public or in private?
No, she said she's going to wear it.
Oh, okay.
Here's a tip for men everywhere.
It wasn't a race car dress then.
No, it was. If you ever want to buy your wife something and just surprise the mess out of her, you get her, go to Amazon, type in dress with pockets. Pick her size. Like 30,000 people bought it, so you know it, they like it.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. And she liked it. Lottie got her the most ridiculous sandals you've ever seen. She's going to be like 2 inches taller, but they're for like the pool, and they're like big clouds. And then Ben's got her. Ben said he wanted to get her a mug that says, I heart you on it. But I said, we have 8 of those. We got to change it up. And he got her some highlighters and some post-it notes and then tape. He's really into tape.
So he went like teacher appreciation week on it.
He got tape for his birthday. That was one of the big things he wanted.
Like Scotch tape?
Scotch tape.
What's he do with it?
Lots of stuff. Tape stuff together. He's making crafts.
Just wait till he finds out about electric tape.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be impressive. And then 1 year he asked for cardboard and duct tape for his birthday.
Or wait till he finds out about hot glue.
He like builds things out of paper. So I'm kind of excited because I think like
he might be an engineer.
He might have, well, he might do a little like woodworking the way, like I've seen some of his, like he's like making full boxes out of paper. I'm like, and tape. I'm like, hey, bro.
Yeah.
They make these already.
He might be a plant manager at Graphic Packaging or something.
Well, right now you need to invest in somebody if he's going through that many paper products.
He goes through a lot of crafting products.
There you go.
He's very big into it. But that's what, that was the move.
Tape, highlighters, dress with pockets.
I'm telling you.
What did Lottie say to get to like fluffy shoes?
Sandals. I did X-nay about 4 of them that she saw first and said those. I was like, nope, never going to wear those. But then once we found some, it's like golf cart, pool approved. Like, okay.
Okay. That's interesting.
I mean, they're weird looking, but.
Well, that's always a good time. I like that. No, that's. Hey, I do think that's a brilliant deal to do with your kids, though.
Just let them pick.
Just ask. Yeah. What do you think mom wants for Mother's Day? And then whatever they say.
I'm kind of hoping that's what I get tonight. Like, just random weird stuff.
Or pizza.
Or pizza. Pizza's top notch.
Either one. Coupons for homemade pizza nights. That's what you really wanted.
I'm in.
Ah, Lord have mercy. We got on side about that jerky. He ain't said nothing since.
No.
It's them almonds.
I'm not a beef jerky man.
No, boy, that's because you're still sour over all that 7 pounds of brisket and ribs you ate this weekend. That was
edible.
Look at that smirk on his face when edible. He says it.
Got a big old smile.
Yeah.
Called it edible.
That smirk on his edible, face.
Hey,
oh,
wasn't
man.
Nothing to write home about, but, you know, it's passable.
Wasn't nothing to write home about. That right there ought to tell you all you need to know about my man's brisket from Kilgore, Texas.
Oh, I did forget. I need to tell y'all something that I liked over there at the Longview High Ridge Church.
Go ahead. I'm interested.
There's 280 different churches or different denominations in Longview.
Really?
Okay. And they've started a ministry of the churches coming together.
That's awesome.
And right now they've got 50. You know? So what I think or what I would like to see for this to go nationwide.
So the churches stay independent of themselves, but then they get together like once in a while?
Together. So they work together for the best of the community.
That's cool.
Y'all help the homeless. Y'all.
Instead of working against each other, they're all after some common goals.
And, and they've got the business people, business-minded businesses. They're involved in it. And what they collect, give. 10% goes to help the homeless, feed them, and, try to get them back on their feet and stuff. Yeah, so it was actually a really good ministry.
Cool.
That's what Willie spoke out with these guys. That's where I had the brisket. They have a night called, like, Unite Night.
And well, no.
A bunch of churches
getting
together.
What I would like to see is, the devil's lying to the human population. Let's come together, because right now, I won't even say the word United States of America. because we're not united. So what I would challenge the nation to do, let's put the United back in the United States of America.
That'd be nice.
And for actually, in a good place to start would be, hey, Jesus established the church, okay? He's the one that died for it and brought his kingdom into being, yeah? So look, let's come together as a nation, okay? If you want to put a name out in front of the building where the church meets, just say, hey, God's children meets here. Or God's disciples meet here. You know?
Just say the church meets here.
Yeah. Because, you know, hey, we can have differences. But, hey, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they're one. That's the way they would like to see the human race. Is if we think what we could do if we all would work together.
Yep.
You know, so that's my challenge to the nation. Hey, let's all work toward putting and bringing the word united where it's really real to these United States of America. Right now, I just say, hey, States of America. Because we ain't united on nothing.
We done poked a bear and woke him up.
Well, no, here. No.
He wasn't talking a lot because he was saving it because it was.
This could be a great revival for our nation. Okay, because it touched my heart over there with what these people are doing.
That is a cool thing to bring all that many people in one area together for some common goals. I mean, they still meet at their place on Sunday if they want to. But
yeah, but every once a month, maybe?
Yeah.
Let's all meet as a community, for crying out loud.
Boy, the worship would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Because we believe in the same. There ain't but one God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's three separate entities in it, but there ain't but one. Okay, so, hey, let's come together on that in agreement. Yo, you got to disagree on a lot of things, but not on that. Yeah?
I can dig it. Hey, I support.
Yo, hey, that's the challenge for the nation.
Yeah.
Let's come together and put United back where it used to be. These United States of America.
Yeah. Bring United back to Monroe. No, I'm kidding. I never flew them anyway.
Because I don't know how many denominations we've got in the Twin Cities, which I'm going to find out. Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of small churches.
But if you drive around in your towns, you'll be shocked how many different denominations there are.
Mm-hmm.
Claiming. Notice I said, claiming to be Christian. Why don't we all come together and, unity. Let's go for some unity here, folks.
Hey, I like it. Yeah, let's unify ourselves into a break, and we'll come back and read them emails, and then we'll get on out of here. We'll be back right after this.
The best taxidermy I've ever seen. It's a monkey riding a coon with a sword.
What?
That is a good one.
That sounds like something out of Aladdin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Are we back?
We're back.
We're back.
I don't know.
I was scanning through the emails I wanted, but, you know, we did bad taxidermy. What did you say this was before I show Martin?
The best taxidermy I've ever seen. I thought it was a monkey on riding a coon with a sword.
That's close.
Freedom.
This is Freedom, Matt. Baby. He sent this in. That would be a squirrel.
Oh, a squirrel. That's even better.
Riding a raccoon.
Yeah, riding a raccoon.
With a
sword.
Screaming. That is a sword.
With a sword screaming, freedom, baby, freedom.
I mean, it's a weapon to say the least. That's a stick. But he's fashioned it into a sword.
Hey, he's fashioned it into
also,
a sword.
Also, Matt, charge your phone.
I love it. Hey.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's bad.
That's a unique one there.
I think that's what we really need. Some bizarro taxidermy for this.
Because that coyote strapped on top of that rocket was low-key funny, too.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you grew up with us. That was pretty cool.
Okay.
It was beep, beep.
But anyway, folks, we're in the inbox. hello@duckcallroom.com. Keep sending us stuff because we want to talk about it. But
what y'all
Johnny
do?
D.
Yeah.
What else we got in there? That was legit though.
That was cool. We've had a fan. He calls himself Mr. Snip.
I know Mr. Snip from Chattanooga.
He's been around for a minute. Sends a tough email in. Had to put their oldest beagle to sleep last Thursday. 14 years. 14. That's tough. So, Andrew, buddy, so we hate to hear that. But they were sitting around talking about all their favorite memories, and he wanted to know all of our favorite memories with any of our dogs. And if we have a good memory.
Oh, man. I got one.
Martin, don't cry.
The dog's name was Bullet.
This is going to be tough.
He was a little cur. Okay. And we was waiting for the school bus. This is not the fond memory, but this, you know, everybody loved this dog. Anyway, we're fixed to get on the bus. And when we get on it and sit down, look, a tractor come by with a wagon and run over Bullet. Okay. So the bus stops, you know, the dog's dead. We go to school crying. Everybody on the bus is crying because they know him. Get to school, the whole school is crying because they know him.
I think I'm about to cry.
But he was a cool dog because when he run up on a snake, the first time he did it, we thought, hey, look, he's a circus dog. Because he was doing backwards flips and jumping back and turning, just doing all kind of weird stuff. Then when we got up there, we seen why. There's a big cottonmouth coiled up striking at him. But that's my fondest memory.
That's not where I thought my fondest memory would go. I thought we would have maybe told the snake part, not the tractor part.
Well, no. But I'm just saying, hey, you know, he was a cool dog.
I didn't see that coming. Yeah. And I think I've heard the story before, so I should have. I apologize for laughing, but it was one of those laughs to keep from crying.
Well, no, because, hey, you know, everybody knew the dog, you know. So, hey.
Well, that did it for me.
All right. So what have y'all got?
Got one?
I can't top that.
Well, this one time Dublin was real old and sad and moving slow, so I took him to the vet and we cried. The end.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I had a dog named Johanna named all our dogs with, like, human names, like Todd.
Yep.
We got a dog named Cal.
I hear you're not supposed to do that.
Well, tough.
Her.
Because, like, the firemen show up to a fire and they're like, George is in there, George. And he's thinking that's a human. But had it been Rover, he might not have. You know.
Right. The dog needs to be saved too.
But that was a good one.
Hey.
I was going to make that. He was a black lab. Beautiful, beautiful black.
Todd?
Todd.
Yeah, that's a good dog.
And I was going to make a duck dog out of him, but she took him to her dad's when New Year's, and them firecrackers spooked him. So every time thunder or gunshot, he's in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Your house, my house.
He ain't going to make a dog. Closest, he ain't going to make a hunting dog.
The closest house.
Yeah, he ain't going to make a hunting dog.
But look, don't come in the yard. If he don't know you, no, sir.
He'll get you.
He's a good dog.
He was very loyal.
Get you.
Of course, Labradors are. They're very loyal to and protect their home space.
Yeah, Todd was a good dog. I always enjoyed my couch naps at Goblins with his lamb because he didn't care. Once you knew you, though?
You were in.
You were in. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, he'd be like that first couple of times I went over there, and then he's like, all right, no, I think he's cool. And then we go in there and get in Goblin's little short recliners where my feet would hang off about 4 foot.
Yeah.
And Todd just get right up in there with me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, buddy, come on in here. It'd be fine. But, we had a lot of dogs growing up. Like, I've got memories of all of them. I remember the little rat terrier we had called Patches.
Bandit.
We had a Shadow. We had a what was the other one from Homeward Bound? The other dog.
Shadow! Chance. Chance. Sassy. I just showed my kids.
Never had a Sassy.
That was a cat.
But had a Chance, had a Shadow, had a Tump. Like, there was all kinds of.
I showed my kids Homeward Bound.
Mama had a Wiedermeyer, the big gray dog, short tail.
Weimaraner.
Weimaraner, same thing.
Yeah.
And hey, she could talk. Mama had taught her to talk.
She could dog could talk?
She could talk.
That's tight.
No, no.
What would she say?
Sunday. Chicken fried chicken meal. We're all in there, okay, and we hear a car come up in the yard. And Mamie had, for about 2 weeks, we would get off the school bus, come in the house, and that dog would be sitting right by the door. Well, she would watch us open it. Well, she figured it out, and hey, we couldn't keep her out of the house. She had hit that doorknob with them paws and come on in. So we heard the door, the car drive up, heard the door slam. Dog come in, Mamie come in, and went right over and sit down right in front of Mama and said, "Hey, I was home." Everybody at the table, when she went, oh, everybody said, "Harold's home." And hey, here you come, Harold. Okay, well, hey, said, "Boy, I thought I missed right, didn't I? Let's eat." Yeah. But she could talk because we would hear Mama in there frying eggs for breakfast and bacon. And she'd say, "Okay, Mamie, go in there and wake the boys up." And we'd hear Mamie running on them hardwood floors and turning corners. You could hear scratching. You know, and then, hey, here she comes. She's been outside. Her nose is cold. No, you can't run from me. And you couldn't keep her out of the bed.
See? Hey, that's a much better than a tractor.
Oh, yeah.
Much more fond memory.
Fine dog. Her and that cur was a team. And I'm not going to get into it. They was the greatest cat.
Oh,
But hey.
No. We'll be having
they
fun.
Was a pair.
Wow.
Yeah, they was a pair.
All right, Johnny D.
Oh, man. Well, you know it's got to be old Dublin. Man, he's been.
They do everything in twos?
No. He didn't do much of anything, but.
But he was lovable.
He was lovable. He's been gone for like 7 months.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Lovable. The coolest stuff about him was like. I mean, he was kind of wild for a basset hound, but and so we were like, man, when we have kids, this is gonna be a disaster.
Yeah, floppy ears.
Oh yeah, yeah,
biggins.
He step on them when he runs.
Sometimes
he never ran,
but he didn't run much. but he
fed him too much, didn't you?
Yes. Well, he ate it. So but when we brought Carter home, I said this could be bad. Like I don't know how this is gonna go, and that sucker went from. Just annoying basset hound to like big brother mode, like weirdly, and like would take naps beside him. Like when my mother-in-law came over and tried to pick up Carter, I heard a noise of meanness out of like, and I was like, hold on, bro. But I was like, also, yeah, I like this. Like it was cool to know, like he even gonna bite my mother-in-law because he got our back.
That's good.
And so, you know, and just all the videos of you had the one the other day of your kids laughing.
Playing fetch
at the dog running back and forth. Man, I got some classic ones of Carter throwing food and just cracking up.
They're
laughing.
Finally all starting to like each other, Jude and the boys. They're finally all starting. Jude has finally, after 7 months.
Not jealous no more.
Well, she said, well, I guess they're going to live here.
Yeah, they ain't going to leave, are they?
Yeah, I think she's just come to the realization, well, I guess they're here now. And but the boys have really started like, when they wake up in the morning times and you take them out of their room, the first thing they're doing is looking for her. Like, where's our dog? And so now when we all get in the floor for playmat time, like, it's cool. Jude gets right there in the middle of them, rolls over, and they lay on her. And so it's going to make it even harder when she goes. She was mine and Brittany's first kid.
Dogs, so, man.
Yeah, man, dogs. We don't deserve them. That's for dadgum sure. But, well, send us out of here, Jay. You got one?
Though, man, it's sad about your beagle, but thanks for sharing. I'm glad your family had a good time.
In the words of Phil, just get you another one and name it the same thing.
And they never go away.
Dublin 2 is not going to happen anytime soon.
No, well, that'd be quadrupling.
That's right. That'd actually be a funny name, quadruple.
Go quad. Come here.
Quad.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to piggyback on Si here, and this is kind of a deep Bible verse, because you got to know what Paul's talking to and the Corinthians and all that. But I want you to catch the gist of it. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you are be perfectly united in mind and thought. I think we can take from this the original plan of Jesus was for us to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
And get behind that idea and spread that idea. It is really cool what those guys over in Longview are doing at High Ridge and all the surrounding churches trying to be united and going out and growing Christ in the community, not in a building. So, Si, send us
out. Let me finish this without with a challenge again. Okay. There's a phrase, united we stand, divided we fall. This nation is falling, folks. We better come back together. Let's come back together and get united and start with the church, okay, in our cities and in our towns. Let's start a movement, guys. That's my challenge to you.
Amen.
We'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call Room.
Okay. Bye.